stop.
Hello everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here, and I am wanting to rock around the Christmas tree this Christmas. So welcome to this issue of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. We have some festive things to get you into the spirit, and as we hear from the man at the helm of the Norwich Theatre, the skill of bell ringing, a Norfolk therapy pony who gets festive, and how dancing is so good for you. With all our regular features and contributors, from the Mardler and Talk of the County to past Norfolk lives, charities and great books to read, there's lots to hear about. Kevin Ford, John Francis, Judy Hawkins and Caroline Aldrey are all ready to tell you what's going on. So let's start with Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk Magazine.
Are you all sorted for the big day then? Presents bought, turkey ordered, puddings made and crackers ready for pulling? Nope, me neither. It's not through lack of will, just that other things keep getting in the way, like work and sleep. If you're one of those highly organised folk who have it all done by late September, well, hats off to you. In the magazine world, we're thinking of Christmas as far back as August, when we start to plan what we'll do. That's not as extreme as in the retail trade, of course, where Christmas is all but done and dusted by then, but does mean that some of the glitter of the season has lost its lustre by the time it actually comes around. And it seems to rush up on you with such speed. When we were children, Christmas was always an eternity away. The build-up, always the best bit, lasted forever, and even Boxing Day seemed to stretch on. My sister and I would spend the weeks beforehand snooping round, trying to find out where Mum and Dad had hidden our presents, poking and squeezing those exciting little packages. We almost always guessed wrong. When our son Thomas was young, my mother made a splendid Santa Claus outfit for me, beard, white gloves, the lot. The idea was to convince the children of the household that the big man was the real deal. I'll say that Santa put on a bravura performance. The youngsters had been told that I was not very well and would not come down until later. But in the meantime, who was this chubby fellow in the red suit? Thomas was unsure, slightly disturbed by Santa's over-familiarity with his mum while his dad was out of the room. It was all a bit of fun and probably failed to convince anyone of anything, but hey ho ho ho. I still have the outfit and, unlike my wedding suit, it still fits. Will it get another airing? There seem to be lots of events like Santa bike rides, motorcycle runs and so on that call for a bit of seasonal garb, so maybe. Hopefully all the seasonal jollities will still happen. In these wary times, it doesn't always pay to plan too far ahead. But whatever your plans, all of us at Norfolk Magazine wish you the happiest and healthiest of Christmases.
Thank you, Dominic. Everybody here at Chatterbox and all our listeners wish you and your team a very happy Christmas too.